talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And here we go. It's a Getaway Friday on the Exchange Club. Friday, March the 5th, 2021. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. And I guess this hour we are going to continue on with our family feud from earlier. Now, we still have an answer looming out there. So let's see. We'll go back here and see if we can get an answer we did not get earlier. Okay, here was the category. Name your favorite activity for burning calories. Now, we have walking, running, swimming, bike riding, aerobics, basketball, tennis, and dancing. What is the answer that's missing? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, how about climbing? Like stair climbing or rock climbing?
No climbing. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Climbing is not on the list. Now, remember, I said earlier that this is not a specific action. It's a type of exercise. It's more of a type than a specific action. 740-383-9944. Okay, name your favorite activity for burning calories. Now remember, we've got walking, running, swimming, bike riding, aerobics, basketball, tennis, and dancing. Now, it's a type of exercise for burning calories. It's not so much a specific thing. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Are we going to come up with it here today? Now remember, so basically what I'm saying is it's kind of like aerobics. That's a type of exercise, not a specific thing. So does anybody have an answer kind of like aerobics? And somebody earlier, I think, guessed calisthenics. Now, it's not those, but it's kind of like those answers. Does anybody know what it would be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Are we going to get to the bottom of the answer here? One answer left. Name an activity for burning calories. Now we've got walking, running, swimming, bike riding, aerobics, basketball, tennis, and dancing. But there's one we don't have. Now it's kind of like aerobics. Does anybody know what that would be? Let's say you go into a gym and you want to do a certain type of exercise to help you burn calories. What would that certain type of exercise be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what it is, or have we totally stumped everybody with this one? We've sent everybody away, scratching their heads. Nobody knows what it is. Is anybody going to be a brave enough soul to put a guess in? 740-383-9944. Kind of quiet here. Now, I'll tell you, the pastor gave me a late birthday gift here. Chocolate-covered Fritos. I will need to burn some calories off, but I will enjoy those. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be yoga?
Not yoga, but that's a good guess, too.
Okay, thanks.
Not yoga. 740-383-9944. 7402-383-9944. That's 7403839944. Does anybody know what this is? This final answer. Favorite activity for burning calories. What is it? We've got walking, running, swimming, bike riding, aerobics, basketball, tennis, dancing, but there is one answer left. Does anybody know what it is? It's a type of exercise. Not so much. Not so much a specific thing, but it's a, okay, well, here we go. Okay, go ahead, caller.
It's not cardiovascular, is it something like that?
Cardio, you got it.
Oh, because I've been thinking of the other way, okay? Because I thought, well, that's about the only thing left, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right. Cardio was it. We got it. Okay, so those are the answers. Name a favorite activity for burning calories. We've got walking, running, swimming, bike riding, aerobics, basketball, tennis, cardio, and dancing. Cardio was the one we were looking for. All right, next category. Let's go on to the next one here. Name a word or phrase used exclusively by the British. Now, does anybody know that one? Now, this might be a difficult category. Does anybody know a word or phrase used exclusively by the British? 7403839944. That's 7403839944. A phrase exclusively used by the British. Go ahead, caller.
This is silly. How about chum?
Chum. Let's see here. No chum on the list.
Okay.
Chum does not make the list. Name a word or phrase used exclusively by the British. A word or phrase used exclusively by the British. Now, this takes some thinking. You have to get your thinking cap on for this one. A word or phrase used exclusively by the British. Now, there are six answers here. Does anybody know what these six answers are? Go ahead, caller.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. Well, let me see here. Cheerio is number three. You've got it.
Yay!
Cheerio shows up at number three. All right. Does anybody know the other answers? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Name a word or phrase used exclusively by the British. Go ahead, caller.
Is it mate?
Mate. No mate on the list. Good guess. Mate does not show up on the list. Name a word or phrase used exclusively by the British. British phrases is where we're at here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, what about I'm going to go to the loo?
The loo. Let's see here. No loo on the list.
All right.
Loo does not make the list today. Name a word or phrase used exclusively by the British. Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
What about when they're mad, they say bloody?
Bloody. Bloody is number one on the list. You've got it. Bloody shows up at number one on the list today. So we've got bloody and we've got Cheerio. But we still have four other answers. Name a word or phrase exclusively used by the British. Go ahead, caller.
Word or phrase
How about Chap or Bobby?
Chap or Bobby? Let's see here. No Chap or Bobby. No Chap or Bobby on the list here. Name a phrase exclusively used by the British. Now we've got bloody and we've got Cheerio. Bloody and Cheerio. But there are four other answers on the board. Four other answers on the board. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about mate?
Mate. No mate on the list.
Oh, okay.
Mate does not make the list today. A word or phrase used exclusively by the British. Four answers left. A word or phrase used exclusively by the British. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What about wanker?
What is that?
Wanker.
Wonker?
W-A-N-K-E-R.
Yonker.
W-A-N-K-E-R. Wanker.
A wanker. What is a wanker?
Shit. I don't know.
Not on the list, but probably a good guess. No wanker on the list today. What is a word or phrase exclusively used by the British? Word or phrase exclusively used by the British. That's where we are. Go ahead, caller.
How about lad?
What is it?
Lad, L-A-D-D, lad.
Lad. That's a good guess. Yeah, that's a good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess.
All right, let's go.
No lad on the list today. A word or phrase exclusively used by the British. Still got some answers left here. What do we got coming? Go ahead, caller.
How about rubbish?
Rubbish. That's a good one. No rubbish on the list.
Okay.
Rubbish does not make the list today. A word or phrase used exclusively by the British. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A word or phrase used exclusively by the British. What are these four words or phrases that we are not getting here today? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Bloke or blarney?
Bloke or blarney. Let's see here. Bloke or blarney. Not on the list. Good guesses, though. No bloke, no blarney on the list today. Words or phrases exclusively used by the British. Does anybody know? Wow, tough category here. Four answers still remain. Go ahead, caller.
How about cheeky?
Cheeky. No cheeky on the list. Cheeky does not show up on the list today. Words or phrases used exclusively by the British. The only two we have so far are bloody and Cheerio. Those are the two we have, bloody and Cheerio. Still four answers left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Tea and crumpets.
No tea and crumpets.
Or fish and chips.
No fish and chips. Good guesses. Now, there is one that has to do with tea, but it's not that. There is a phrase here that has to do with tea. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Gobsmacked?
Gobsmacked. Nope, not on the list. No gobsmacked on the list. Now, there is one that has to do with tea. T-E-A. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. words or phrases used exclusively by the British. Go ahead, caller.
How about love?
Love. No love on the list. Love does not make the list today. Words or phrases used exclusively by the British. That's where we are today. Go ahead, caller.
Have a gander?
Gander.
Or muck?
No gander, no muck. Good guesses there, but not on the list today. No gander, no muck on the list today. Words or phrases used exclusively by the British. Does anybody know what those four remaining words or phrases are? One does have to do with tea. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Words or phrases used exclusively by the British. Go ahead, caller.
Tosh.
Bosh?
T-O-S-H.
Oh, Tosh. No Tosh on the list. No Tosh on the list today. Words or phrases used exclusively by the British. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are these four answers? Now, the only hint I've given so far is that one does have to do with tea. T-E-A. Words or phrases used exclusively by the British. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer here? This might be a really difficult one. 740-383-9944. Words or phrases used by the British. I don't even know what hints I could give. I don't even know. Let's see here. One has to do with tea. Nobody's gotten that one yet. One that has to do with tea. One is if you're having a good time. Go ahead, caller.
Bloke?
No bloke. No bloke on the list today. Now, here's a hint involving two of them. One has to do with tea, and one has to do if you're having a happy time. If you're having a happy time, what would you say? And one has to do with tea. T-E-A. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What about smashing?
Smashing. No smashing on the list. Smashing does not show up on the list today. Now, one, like I say, is in regard to having a happy time. The other has to do with tea. These are words and phrases used by the British. Go ahead, caller.
Jolly good.
Jolly good. Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Tea time.
That's right, tea time. Jolly good and tea time. All right, but now, do you know the other two? Jolly good and tea time. So now, we have bloody, cheerio, tea time, and jolly good. What are the other two? Go ahead, caller.
Is the tea one a spotted tea?
No, it was tea time.
Oh, you already got it. Tea time.
Tea
okay.
time. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yep, tea time. So we got the one with tea. That was tea time. And we've got jolly good. And then we've got cheerio and bloody from earlier. So we're still missing two. What are the two that we are missing? A word or phrase used exclusively by the British. Let's see how smart you are. A word or phrase used exclusively by the British. two words left. We've got bloody, cheerio, tea time, and jolly good. Those four are gone. What are the two that we're still looking for? Okay, let's try to get some more hints in here. This is a tough category. Okay, let's see. Okay, one of these has to do with... Let's see what you would be saying. If somebody was saying something and you were kind of trying to stop them, let's say somebody was saying something to you and you were trying to stop what they were saying, what would a British person say? That's one of the clues on this. And the other one is something they would say... Let's see here. The other one... It's the number two answer. So it's kind of... I don't know why this one has not come up. I'm trying to give a clue that... Okay. Let's see. If you were out hunting, what might you say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-389-9944. You shouldn't try to read and do this at the same time. All right. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Okay, if you're out hunting, what would you yell if you were British? And the other would be trying to stop somebody. What would you say if you were trying to stop somebody from talking if you were British? 740-383-9944. Let me know. Does anybody know? Let's see what we get today. Any correct answers? Apparently, nobody has been hunting with a British person. What do you yell when you're out hunting with a British person? What might you yell? And if you were trying to stop somebody from talking and you were British, what would you say? Well, here we are. 39 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the stop talking or whatever, hush up.
Not hush up, but it's similar to that.
Okay, and then for the one humming, is it just shoot?
Not shoot. It's a very British word.
Oh, I can't think of it. Okay.
Yeah, those are the two we have left. One is something a British person would yell when they were hunting, and the other is something a British person might say to stop someone from talking. If you were saying something to a British person, they might come in and say this to stop you. What would it be? 740-383-9944. Here we are. Another Getaway Friday, 40 minutes past the hour. Do we know what these two sayings are? Or have we totally stumped everybody? A British hunting term. Does anybody know what the British say when they're out hunting? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Put a cork in it.
Not put a cork in it. No putting a cork in it. Let's see. You yell this when you're hunting, if you're a British person. That's the number two answer. And number four is something you would say to somebody if you were trying to get them to... You know, probably the closest word in English we have to this is hush. hush. A British person might not say hush. What would they say? Like hush up. They wouldn't say hush up, but they would say something else. What would the British person say? 740-383-9944. Those are the two remaining British words. Something you yell when you're hunting, and something you would say as a British person instead of saying hush up. You would say something else. What would you say? 740-383-9944. Well, I'll tell you something else this word can mean. Goodbye. How would a British person say goodbye? Does anybody know? How would a British person say goodbye? Now, we know many other languages. We know adios. We know things in English like so long, goodbye. We know auf Wiedersehen. How would a British person say goodbye? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers here? How would a isn't that funny? Our closest, probably, to the way we live and the way we talk are the British. But what? We don't know how they would say goodbye. How would a British person say goodbye? That's one of the terms. And the other term is what they would yell while they were hunting. What is that? A British person. Go ahead, caller.
Tally-ho.
Tally-ho is the hunting term, yes. All right. Tally-ho is the hunting term. Now, how would a British person say goodbye? So we've got bloody, tally-ho, cheerio, tea time, jolly good. Now, how would a British person say goodbye? Does anybody know? How would a British person say goodbye? And then we can get past this category, which is kind of a difficult category. Does anybody know how a British person would say goodbye? 740-383-9944. How would a British person say goodbye? That's what we've come down to here. Does anybody know? 44 minutes past the hour. The category started out. Name a word or phrase used exclusively by the British. Go ahead, caller.
Would the goodbye be cheers?
Not cheers. Good guess, though. No cheers. How would a British person say goodbye? That's what we're looking for. A word or phrase used exclusively by the British. We've got bloody, tally-ho, cheerio, tea time, jolly good. And how would a British person say goodbye? That will be our final answer here. How does a British person say goodbye? 740-383-9944. That's all we need. How a British person says goodbye. Well, apparently we're not saying goodbye to very many British people. 740-383-9944. Well, here we are. How does a British person say goodbye? You know, that's the best clue I can give here. I don't even know what else I could say. Go ahead, caller.
Would they say farewell?
Not farewell.
Okay.
You know, it's two words repeated. How about that? It's two words repeated. How would a British person say goodbye? That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta. You have got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye. Yes, ta-ta. All right. Thank goodness that category is done. Name a word or phrase exclusively used by the British. Bloody, tally-ho, cheerio, ta-ta, tea time, and jolly good. All right. We've got 14 minutes left. Now, the next category's only got four answers? Yeah, four answers. So we should be able to run this one out. Here we are. You're right-handed. Name something you just can't do with your left hand. If you're right-handed, what is something you cannot do with your left hand? Now, there are only four answers here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about right?
Right is the number one answer. You got it. Right clocks in at number one. All we need is three more answers here. If you are right-handed, what's something you just can't do with your left hand? Three answers left. Something you just can't do with your left hand. 740-383-9944. If you're right-handed, what is something you cannot do with your left hand? Three answers left to go and about 12 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say iron.
Iron is not on the list.
Okay.
Iron does not show up on the list. If you're right-handed, what can you not do with your left hand? Right-handed, what can't you do with your left hand? We've got right, but we still have three more answers. Go ahead, caller.
How about throwing a fishing pole?
No fishing pole. Nothing to do with fishing. If you're right-handed, what is something you cannot do with your left hand? Right-handed, what's something you cannot do with your left hand? 740-383-9944. 11 minutes left to go in the program today. Three answers left. What can't a right-handed person do with their left hand? All right. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say use tools.
No.
Like a saw or something?
Right. No tools on the list.
Okay.
Tools do not make the list today. If you are right-handed, what can't you do with your left hand? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you're right-handed, what can't you do with your left hand? Three answers here. 10 minutes left to go. Are we going to get the three answers in 10 minutes? Apparently, two kind of difficult categories here today to wrap up the program. Only four answers in this category, and we've only got one. We've just got right so far. Go ahead, caller.
How about so?
No sewing on the list.
Okay.
If you are a right-handed person, what is something you cannot do with your left hand? What can't a right-handed person do with their left hand? Go ahead, caller.
Throw a ball.
Throw a ball is number four on the list. You got it.
Thanks, Scott.
Throw a ball shows up at number four on the list. So now we only have two answers. We're halfway there. If you are right-handed, what can you not do with your left hand? Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Button a shirt.
Button a shirt. Let's
see.
No buttons. Good guess, though. No buttons on the list today. If you are a right-handed person, what can you not do with your left hand? 740-383-9944. This These are the answers we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
How about crochet or throw a boomerang?
No boomerang or crochet. No boomerang or crochet. If you're a right-handed person, what can't you do with your left hand? Two answers left. We've got right and throw a ball so far. Right and throw a ball. Go ahead, caller.
Zip your coat.
What's that?
Zip your coat up.
Oh, pick your coat up. No coat. No picking your coat up on the list. If you're right-handed, what can you not do with your left hand? What can't you do? Maybe this is the answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about bat the ball?
Throw a baseball bat. You've got it. Number three on the list.
Okay.
All right. Throw a baseball bat comes in at number three on the list today. All right. One answer left and 8 minutes left to go in the program. If you're right-handed, what can't you do with your left hand? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
About arm wrestle.
Not arm wrestle.
Thanks, Scott.
No arm wrestling on the list. If you are right-handed, what is something you cannot do with your left hand? Right-handed, something you cannot do with your left hand. Go ahead, caller.
Eat.
Not eat. That's a good guess. Not eat. If you're right-handed, what is something you cannot do with your left hand? One answer left. We've got right, swing a baseball bat, and throw a ball. Go ahead, caller.
Cook.
Not cook. No cooking on the list today. If you are right-handed, what can't you do with your left hand? Right-handed, what can't you do with your left hand? Go ahead, caller.
Wipe your behind.
Well, you know, you're not ambidextrous when it comes to that?
No, sir.
Oh, my gosh. It's not on the list, but that could create a big problem.
All right,
thank you. Bye-bye. Yes. I don't know. I never thought about it. Not the answer, though, on the list today. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about tie your shoes?
Not tie your shoes. Good guess, though. No tying your shoes. 6 minutes left to go. Are we going to get the final answer today with 6 minutes left to go? If you're right-handed. Go ahead, caller. Get
the final. How about golf?
No golfing. Golfing does not make the list today. If you're right-handed, what can't you do with your left hand? If you're right-handed, what can't you do with your left hand? That's what we want to know today. Go ahead, caller.
Shovel snow.
No shoveling snow. Shoveling snow does not make the list today. If you're right-handed, what can't you do with your left hand? One answer remains with about 5 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
Play a guitar.
That's a good guess, but not play a guitar. Play a guitar is a good guess, but not on the list today. If you are right-handed, what can't you do with your left hand? 5 minutes left to go. If you're right-handed, what can't you do with your left hand? We've got right, throw a baseball bat, or swing a baseball bat, I guess I should say, or throw a ball. Those are the answers we have. Those are the three. Throw a ball, swing a baseball bat, and right. But there's one answer left. What is it? If you are right-handed, what can't you do with your left hand? One answer left to go. Don't forget, Angie Evers and I will be on tonight from 8 until 10 on this station. 8:15 till 10, Angie Evers and I tonight. All right, 740-383-9944. What's the final answer? If you're right-handed, what can't you do with your left hand? We're down to 4 minutes. 4 minutes, and I don't think we're going to get this answer. Are we going to leave this one on the table today? I hope not. With three and a half minutes now. Time's ticking away, and we're not getting any guesses in here. If you are right-handed, what is something you cannot do with your left hand? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Use a hammer.
Not use a hammer. Use a hammer does not show up on the list today. If you are right-handed, what is something you cannot do with your left hand? Now we're at the 3 minute mark. 3 minutes left to go. 3 minute warning. If you're right-handed, what is something you cannot do with your left hand? We've got right, swing a baseball bat, and throw a ball. This is the number two answer that we do not have. What is it? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Open a door?
Not open a door. Not open a door. If you are right-handed, what is something you cannot do with your left hand? If you're right-handed, what is something you cannot do with your left hand? All right, we're closing in on time here. 2 minute warning. Are we going to get it? 2 minute warning. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say open a jar.
Not open a jar.
Okay.
No opening a jar on the list today. All right, we are under 2 minutes now. 2 minute warning, under 2 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
How about drink from a cup or a coffee?
What's that?
Drink from a cup or a coffee cup?
Drink from a coffee cup. Nope, not on the list today. No drinking from a coffee cup on the list today. If you are right-handed, what is something you cannot do with your left hand? If you're right-handed, what's something you cannot do with your left hand? 90 seconds left. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say eat, like with a fork or something.
Not eat? Eating, not on the list. All right. 1 minute left to go in the broadcast today. 1 minute. If you're right-handed, what is something you cannot do with your left hand? Wow. Go ahead, caller.
How about paint or draw?
Not paint or draw. Okay, here's the hint with 40 seconds left. It's something you would do in the bathroom. It's something a lot of people do in the bathroom. They do it in the car. They do it. What is it? They do it in the bathroom. They do it in the car. Something, if you're right-handed, you cannot do with your left hand. Bathroom, car are probably the two most popular places this goes on. Go ahead, caller.
Comb your hair.
Comb your hair. You got it. Thank you. It was comb your hair. If you are right-handed, what is something you cannot do with your left hand? Right, comb your hair, swing a baseball bat, and throw a ball. And I'm done. I'll be back tonight, 8 to 10. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, 2 times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the kind. That's the word I